Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Dr. Mary Putnam Jacoby was the first woman to become a member of the Academy of Medicine, but the road to that acceptance wasn't an easy one. Graduating from pharmacy school in 1863, the next year she earned her doctorate of medicine from the Female Medical College in Pennsylvania. Realizing after completing a short internship at a hospital that her education hadn't fully prepared her to practice medicine, she traveled to Paris and fought her way into l'École de médecine of the University of Paris. Initially refused, due to her gender, it wasn't until the Minister of Education forced the faculty to admit Jacoby that she was allowed to attend the school, graduating in 1871 with a prize-winning thesis. Returning to New York City, she opened her own practice and began teaching at the Women's Medical College of the New York Infirmary, where she helped raise the school's educational standards. Frustrated with the medical training, or lack thereof, that she had received, Jacoby advocated for women to be able to attend the same schools as men, as she felt that the small women-only programs could not provide the same training and clinical practices as universities with their own hospitals. A popular theory of the time claimed that if women did not rest during menstruation, it would damage their reproductive organs. Jacoby was able to use data to refute this, tracking the pulse, including its rate, force, and variation, to show the stability of a woman's health, strength, and agility throughout their monthly cycle. Publishing her findings in an original essay entitled The Question of Rest for Women During Menstruation, she was able to offer evidence supporting her position and was awarded Harvard University's Boylston Prize in 1876 for her efforts. During her lifetime, Jacoby would write both fiction and nonfiction works, totaling 9 books and over 170 articles, including Description of the Early Symptoms of the Meningeal Tumor Compressing the Cerebellum, from which the writer died, written by herself, after she was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 63. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.